Hello and welcome to our 10th podcast, all about the churches of King Standing. We will start with Our Lady of the Assumption Church, Maryvale. This Roman Catholic parish, was established in 1669, with the original chapel based in Oscott House. The building also became the home of Cardinal John Henry Newman, who named the local area Maryvale. The house was the residence of the parish priest, and the chapel served as a parish church. In 1851, the Sisters of Mercy were offered the building by Bishop Ullathorne for the founding of a home for orphans. The property had the advantage of being a large building, capable of accommodating many children. Eventually, the sisters converted a garden cottage for the use of the priest, who became their chaplain, as well as a parish priest. Following the opening of the orphanage, the Sisters of Mercy founded a school in 1881. This first school served not only the orphanage, but also children from the surrounding area. The years between the two world wars saw rapid developments in the area, as what was rural land became larger estates in need of larger churches and schools. In 1957, the Church of Our Lady of the Assumption was opened at the top of Old Oscott Hill. The new church, four times the size of the Maryvale Chapel, was able to accommodate larger congregations. Following the opening of the church, Maryvale House and its chapel became home to the Adult Education Centre, now Maryvale Institute, the Catholic College for Theology and Catholicism. St Luke's Church on Caversham Road was consecrated, declared sacred, in 1937. It delivers services in the Catholic tradition of the Church of England. Its regular building of brown brick was designed by P.J. Hunt, in an Italianate style typical of the time. The building boasts round-headed Roman arch windows, a small northwest tower with the pyramidal roof and apsidal chancel. The church was extended in the 1960s and again in 1995 with the addition of community facilities. In 2000, a new chapel dedicated to Our Lady of Walsingham was built for weekday services. In 1932, Father Byrne, a Roman Catholic Franciscan priest, was sent as a parish priest to minister to parishioners living in the new housing estate building being built in King Standing. When he arrived, he had no parish accommodation. He lived with the McHugh family at 634 College Road, offering Mass and services in their house. He later purchased a property earmarked to become a corner shop on Warren Farm Road. This building is currently a takeaway next to the St John's Centre. For a time, Sunday Mass was celebrated in the College Arms Public House, assembly room, owned by the MacDonalds family, and later at Cranbourne Road School, before the parish built a wooden church on the current Christ the King Church site at 124 Warren Farm Road. In 1941, Father Byrne moved from the parish to give and served as a chaplain in the army. At this time, fundraising and planning were undertaken to allow the parish to build a new permanent church. The foundation stone of Christ the King Church was laid in April 1962. To facilitate building work, the former wooden structure church was re-erected at the back of the current site. Unfortunately, one evening in 1962, the wooden building caught fire and was severely damaged, and services were then delivered from Christ the King School Hall. The ceremony of consecration of the current Christ the King Catholic Church was on 28th of April 1994. The site for St Mark's Church on Bandywood Crescent was acquired in 1936, but the Second World War prevented any progress in building. When building began, St Mark's was also made a dual-purpose building for worship and social activities, with the clergy house built alongside. The original church on Bandywood Crescent, the present parish centre, was opened on Sunday, October 5, 1952, by the Bishop of Birmingham. Between 1968 and 1971, work was undertaken to convert the original dual-purpose building into the parish centre and to build a new church onto the frontage on Bandywood Crescent. This current elliptical building was consecrated on March 13, 1971. St Mark's Church serves the people and parish of King Standing. This is an Anglo-Catholic church, proclaiming the Gospel and the sacraments in the modern Catholic tradition, under the episcopal care of the Bishop of Ebbsfleet. Elim Life, a Pentecostal church based in Warren Road, King Standing, seeks to help all generations in the community with activities organised by the leadership of the church. The current Elim Church, a brick building, was opened in 1957. The church was founded in a temporary building in 1937. Following the Christian traditions of John Wesley, King Standing Methodist Church Centre on King's Road has for many years served the people of King Standing. It is one of 12 churches from the Sutton Park Methodist Circuit, which strives to support and encourage members to grow in the following ways. The holiness, transformation and commitment of her members, growth in depth, both individuals and churches. Transformed society, growth in the outworking of our discipleship. And increased number of disciples of Jesus Christ, growth in numbers of new members. The Methodist Church Centre is also the home of the Boys Brigade, Girls Brigade, and a range of community support groups. We hope you enjoyed your journey around King Standing churches. Join me next time as we look at King Standing today. Stay safe and take care.